KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Overcast skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 46. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 32. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 47. Cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After a bit of a shocking vote in the state of Oklahoma earlier this week to not legalize recreational marijuana in the state by 62-38 vote, many cannabis advocates here in the state of Kansas were hoping that that bill would help push the legislators in our state over the top to address the issue.
95% of Kansas residents are going to live within 2 hours of recreational marijuana. I hope it really puts the pressure on them to get something passed, because they're just going to lose out on Kansas tax dollars to other states.
That's Nathan Hyatt, the Kansas Cannabis Coalition, on KAKE News. But in regards to pressure from other states around us and Kansas residents going out there to get their cannabis, political science professor Dr. Russell Arvin Fox says he doesn't think it's going to change their minds.
I think that the Republican majority in Topeka is entrenched enough in their own power that the fact that Missouri does something, or that Colorado's doing something, or Oklahoma and Nebraska have done something, isn't really going to affect their thinking.
Mid-America Network News.
Wichita State Baseball takes their show across town to Riverfront Stadium as they face off against reigning national runner-up Oklahoma on Tuesday, March 28th at 6 p.m. Be there as the historically filled Shocker Baseball program makes their third all-time appearance at the new downtown Wichita Ballpark. It's a baseball lover's dream. Tickets start as low as $4 for youth and $8 for adults. Get yours today at goshockers.com/WSU Riverfront or call the Win Surge ticket office at 316-221-8000.
You need to be in La Crosse, Kansas at the La Crosse Livestock Market on March 15th at 1 p.m. for the 28th annual Mid-Kansas Angus and Simmental Breeders Annual Bull Sale. With 50 Angus and Sim Angus bulls selling, along with 25 commercial Angus and Sim Angus females, the sale will be live, or you can visit liveauctions.tv to bid online. For more information, visit mkab.com. Or just come and visit us on March 15th at 1 p.m. at the La Crosse Livestock Market.
The end of the week wraps up with another casino in the state of Kansas hosting DraftKings for sports gambling in the state of Kansas. WIBW reports that DraftKings made the announcement that on Friday they would officially unveil a brand new 2,500-square-foot retail sports book at Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Dodge City. The celebration kicks off over the weekend on Saturday, where they say they will have additional events along with guest appearances from former Kansas City Chiefs players Neil Smith, Kansas State University football alum Brian Goolsby, and University of Kansas men's basketball alum Mitch Lightfoot. They say they're also expecting the Gojo podcast host and DraftKings football analyst Micah Golic Jr., who will join officials at the ribbon-cutting ceremony that's set to be held on Friday at 2:30 in the afternoon. They say the facility will provide sports betting along with viewing experiences with a 17-foot LED video wall, several high-definition televisions, two cashier stations, four different betting kiosks, sportsbook lounge seating, along with food and beverage options. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Conestoga Mall in Nebraska has a new owner, as they say they're sinking multi-millions of dollars into it to renovate and get the mall back up and functioning properly. Is the Woodsonia Real Estate Company of Elkhorn has officially closed the deal to buy the Conestoga Mall in the Grand Island area. And the Hall County Regional Planning Director, Chab Nabity, says he's excited about the renovation and the new excitement around the mall.
That was a big relief that we really have moved that property from a developer, from a mall owner that has a track record of letting malls really fall apart, and moved it to one that has some plans to redevelop it.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4. They say as of right now, they are still working on the, quote, anchor store that will be the main hub for the mall that will help drive business and reinvigorate the mall, as many had seen in the past. Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Wichita State softball is back, and single game tickets and outfield decks for your group are available now. As Shocker softball continues to new heights following their NCAA regional appearance, they're led by reigning AAC Player of the Year, Addison Barnard, and All-American Sydney McKinney. It's the hottest ticket in town. Seating in Wilkins Stadium is limited, and tickets are selling fast. Purchase your single game tickets at goshockers.com/tickets or reserve your very own outfield deck by calling 316-978-FANS today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. USD Farm Service Agency reminds producers the Ag Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage Program enrollment deadline for the 2023 crop year is March 15. If enrollment contracts are not signed by the deadline, you'll be ineligible to receive ARC or PLC payments for the crop year. Contact your local FSA county office. The Marshall County office number is 785-562-5343. Sarah Russell will exhibit her art throughout the month of March at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts in Marysville. The Art Center is open Saturdays 10 to 2, Sundays noon to 3, Tuesday and Thursdays 4 until 6 p.m. An artist reception is planned on Thursday, March 16th. The exhibit is a collection of artworks from Russell's imagination as she takes everyday items and reimagines possibilities. She is a former Marysville resident. A quilt turning event in Blue Rapids is planned Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Baptist Church at 701 Lincoln. Register additional quilts by Friday at the Blue Rapids Museum or call 785-713-9733. Free will donation. The public is welcome to see the quilts on display Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Blue Rapids Methodist Baptist Church. This is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Kansas. Storm spotter training is planned Monday, March 13th in Seneca at the Nemahal County Community Center from 7 till 8:30. Storm spotter meetings will be held in Marshall County at the Helvering Center in Marysville, March 27th, and in Washington at Washington Fire and Rescue on April 10th. The annual legislative forum in Marysville last Saturday included State Senator Elaine Bowers and Representative Lisa Mosier, joined by staffers for U.S. Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall, and Representative Tracy Mann's office. Of note on the federal level, negotiations on the farm bill were mentioned, as well as the spending cap. An effort to include the value of farmland and small businesses for families with children applying for college student aid were listed as concerns. A number of state topics were outlined, and questions from local residents touched on rural housing, train safety, the food sales tax, a flat tax proposal, CanCare revision, school resource officers, and the prospect of school vouchers, which are being considered. USD 364 Superintendent Darren Schrader spoke on funding challenges, which could face local districts if a voucher system were enacted. State Senator Elaine Bowers expressed concerns with a lead proposal for a flat tax.
There's another tax bill, and we just called it the flat tax. I didn't capture the number, and that is one tax bracket for income tax at 4.75. So that means the lowest bracket, and I think it's 375, would move up to 475, and the top bracket would move down to 475. That's the Senate leadership's proposal. I truly didn't have enough information to say what do we do with the folks who are raising up to the middle and paying more tax, and then how do we do with the fact that the upper income lowered and the lower income is raising? Just too many moving parts on that.
State Senator Elaine Bowers and Representative Lisa Mosier's comments will be included as part of our public affairs program this weekend during Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. State Representative Lisa Mosier talked about a proposal which could affect local residents near wind tower farms that would address lighting and safety issues.
it would go a long ways for goodwill in Marshall County and Namahaw County if we could get those lights on, you know, the night lights. And the ADLS lighting isn't every turbine in the wind farm. It's just the perimeter turbines. So they would come on. And we were told that 97% of the time those lights would be off, that only 3% of the time airplanes that fly low enough that need to be detected would be detected. The big, you know, jets are 30,000, 40,000 feet, so there's no issue with those. With the lighting bill coming over to the House, I testified on the Senate side in support of both of those bills because I believe in doing it proactively, and I also believe in doing it retroactively, getting the lighting systems in place. And so when it comes to the House now, I'll be talking to the Utilities Chairman, Representative Delperdang from Wichita, and trying to work with some people. The KLA supports the lighting bills, and NextEra, just try to get people around the table so we see if we can come to some kind of a X year.
Eric W. Pishney, age 51, of Blue Rapids, passed away Wednesday. A memorial service will be held Wednesday, March 15th at 11 a.m. at the Blue Rapids United Methodist Church. Interment will follow at the Czech Moravian Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Eric W. Pishney. Sandra D. Penn, 70, formerly of Vermilion, passed away Monday. Funeral service will be March 25th, 10 a.m. at Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Burial will follow in the Vermilion City Cemetery. Contributions may be sent in care of Patton Funeral Chapel, Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Sandra D. Penn.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like a wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying partly sunny today with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. A slight chance for some rain showers overnight tonight, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 35. A chance for some rain showers throughout Saturday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s. And mostly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Staying sunny and breezy on Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Still breezy over Sunday night, clear skies with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s, north winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine on Monday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s, and clear skies over Monday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. A nice warm up throughout Tuesday, more sunshine with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s, and a slight chance for some rain Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
KNDY. This weekend's clock change will have some of us out of sorts come Monday morning. We will share a simple remedy that might help on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 10th, the 69th day of the year. Singer Carrie Underwood celebrates her 40th birthday, and history's first telephone call was placed on this day in 1876 by Alexander Graham Bell. The return to daylight savings time can be a tough adjustment for some people. If you're one of them, try this trick suggested by a Harvard sleep researcher, fasting. Our sleep cycle is regulated by more than just exposure to light. Food intake also plays an important role. Fasting for 16 hours before embarking on a new time schedule, he claims, can override the other mechanisms that control our sleep patterns. And 16 hours isn't such a drastic sacrifice. Skipping dinner on Saturday night should do the trick. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
Each year, more than 3.5 million older adults are victims of financial exploitation in the U.S. Many are afraid to report it, but taking action prevents additional victims. Here's what you can do. Stop. Don't interact with the scammers. Verify the source with a trusted person and report it right away if you think you've been scammed. Call 1-800-922-5330 to report. Sponsored by the State of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Big 12 play in action with the Big 12 men's basketball tournament underway yesterday with four games throughout the day yesterday as the number 5 Iowa State Hawkeyes ended up topping the number 4 Baylor Bears, finishing the game 78-72. Iowa State moves on to take on the number 1 Kansas Jayhawks, who also won yesterday in game number 2 of the day after they won against the number 8 West Virginia Mountaineers 78-61. It was a high-scoring game for the Jayhawks with multiple individuals putting double digits on the board. Jalen Wilson, the number 10 forward, ended up having 22 points in the game with 11 rebounds and 2 assists. Grady Dick put 18 points on the board, followed by DeJon Harris with 13. K.J. Adams Jr. put 13 points on the board as well with 3 rebounds and 2 assists throughout the game. The Hawkeyes and the Jayhawks square off for game number 1 again tonight with that tip-off at 6 p.m. at the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City, followed by game number 2 at 8:30 this evening. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Sunflower Genetics invites you to our 27th annual production sale at the ranch near Dover, Kansas on March 17th. Offering 110 purebred Simmental, Angus, and Sim-Angus bulls, along with 40 heifers that come with our 4-year bull guarantee and an exclusive bred heifer option. Come join the Sunflower family on March 17th. For more information, see sunflowergenetics.com. Sunflower Genetics, the perfect blend of genetics for profit.
I want you to want me.
Get ready for a musical institution. Trick Live. Saturday, April 29th, First Council Casino. Cheap Trick in an unforgettable performance. On sale now at 7clans.com and the casino box office. Another breath of fresh air from Intervisions.
After moving past the Oklahoma Sooners, the number 7 Oklahoma State Cowboys ended up playing last night against the number 2 Texas Longhorns and fell to the Longhorns 60-47, with the Longhorns moving to game number 2 of the semifinals tonight with their tip-off at 8 p.m. as they take on the number 6 TCU Horned Frogs after topping the number 3 Kansas State Wildcats last night with their game. Kansas State struggled going into the half as they had a few players put on double digits on the board, but it just wasn't enough as Keontae Johnson ended up putting 14 points on throughout the game with 7 rebounds and 3 assists. Ikwuan Tomlin had 10 points, followed by Marquise Noel with 11. Desi Sillis also had 14 points with 2 rebounds and 2 assists. Now, as the semifinals are set for the Big 12 Conference, between Iowa State versus Kansas and TCU versus Texas, it's all set for the Big 12 Championship on Saturday evening, with the winner of each game going into the championship game. That game at the T-Mobile Center Arena in Kansas City would tip off on Saturday at 6 p.m. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, K-State football season tickets are on sale now. Tickets start at just $150, but act fast. Tickets increase starting March 16th.
Your Wildcats are champions of the Big 12. Go crazy, everybody!
Reserve your seat today for the 2023 season by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
High school basketball scores from Boys State. First in Class 3A action, 4-seeded Marysville defeated 5-seeded Wichita Colgate 47-41. That will set up a matchup with number 1 overall seed and undefeated Galena as they defeated Wellsville 38-35. That game between Marysville and Galena will be Friday at 4 p.m. Game can be caught live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. On the other side of the bracket, 2-seeded Southeast of Saline defeated Perry LeCompton 64-47, while 3-seeded Heston defeated Colby 55-46. In Class 1A Division 2, the Axtell Eagles continued their march as the 2-seeded Eagles defeated 7-seeded Bucknell 59-44. That will set up a matchup between 6-seeded Lebo as Lebo defeated Beloit St. John's Tipton 67-45. On the other side of the bracket, number 1 overall seed Greeley County defeated Southern Cloud 56-33, and 5-seeded South Central defeated Stafford 61-47. Axtell plays Lebo at 8 o'clock tonight. That game can be caught live on FM 95.5, and of course, all state action can be streamed live in the KNDY mobile apps and on knduyradio.com. In Class 1A Division 1, 8-seeded Centralia fell 46-30 to number 1 overall seed Olpe, while 4-seeded Wichita Classical defeated El Reno Christian 66-46. On the other side of the bracket, 3-seeded Clifton Clyde fell to 6-seeded Southern Gray 75-63, while 2-seeded Maxville defeated La Crosse 72-48.
Senior-led Marysville beat a young Wichita collegiate team in a battle of the 4-5 seeds and 3A quarterfinals from Hutchinson Thursday. Marysville 47, collegiate 41. Wichita collegiate led by 7 on several occasions, and Marysville fought back, led by Peyton Smith with 22 points to lead all scorers, 15 of those in the second half, 10 down the stretch. Jack Lauer, the team's top scorer this season, didn't hit a field goal, but hit 4 key free throws down the stretch as Collegiate sent Marysville to the line 24 times, Bulldogs hitting 14, enough to win 47-41. Again, Smith led all scorers with 22 points as Marysville improves to 22-2. Collegiate led by freshman Jaden Parker with 9. The Spartans' record ends at 19-4. Marysville 47, Collegiate 41. Fourth seed Marysville faces top seed Galena in Friday's semifinal at 4. Galena outlasted Wellsville 38-35. Wellsville went for a last-second three to send it to overtime and missed. Galena is perfect on the season. We'll have a game Friday at 4 live on KNDY.
The Axtell Eagle boys basketball team is headed to the semifinals of the 1A Division II state tournament in Great Bend at Barton Community College with a win over Buckland on Thursday afternoon and evening, 59-44. The Eagles jumped down to a 16-8 lead after one, doubled that up at halftime to lead 32-16, and we go on to win by 15 in the end, 59-44. Very balanced scoring attack from Axtell as they were led by both Grady Bussing and Isaac Detweiler with 13 points each. Also in double figures for the Eagles, Brandon Smelsley had 11, including a dunk in the third quarter that rose the crowd off their feet. Again, Axtell gets that win 59-44. Buckland in double figures with Andrew Bowman with 11 points. They finished their year 15-10 as Axtell improves to 21-4 with the victory. Can they move on to the semifinals? The Eagles will take on the Lebo Wolves, who won over St. John's Tipton 67-45 on Thursday night in the other quarterfinal matchup. Axtell and Lebo at 8 o'clock, coming up pregame 7:50 on Friday night from Great Bend. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Dusty Donis.
KNDY.
Don't let all that rain run off the roof and down the storm sewer. Capture it with a rain barrel to use for watering ornamental gardens and containers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Use this century-old technique to help keep the water where it falls, conserving water and reducing pollution. Start with a call to your local municipality. Some have restrictions on water harvesting, but most encourage this practice and some even offer rebates. Purchase a rain barrel or make your own from a recycled food-grade container. Make sure the top is covered to keep out bugs and debris, and the spigot is low so water doesn't stagnate in the bottom. Include an overflow outlet to direct excess water away from the house. Dress up your container with a bit of paint suited for outdoor use on plastic surfaces. And don't worry if you're not an artist. Hide your rain barrels with some decorative plantings. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Did you ever set out to purchase a car and wind up buying several by accident? I know that's probably not going to happen, but in this case, it kind of did. Because of that situation, an amazing car collection was born in the heart of the Midwest. A collection that allows people to truly experience some great cars of all ages. It's next on The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
As Chris Gergany explains, this car museum began a bit by accident.
Our main benefactors, Ward and Brenda Morgan, are very successful business people from the community here. And they went to a car auction to buy probably two toys. They love cars. They love things that go fast. They love the history of them. And inadvertently or accidentally bought nine cars.
So what to do with nine classic cars?
When that happened, they called back to their property managers and said, 2 weeks, we got nine cars being delivered. Where can we put them? And they said, all of our properties are full or being remodeled and not available. And Ward, being Ward, said, find us a place.
The old Ray's Apple Market grocery store had closed. They bought it and took the cars there. But nine cars inside a 55,000 square foot building looked a little sparse.
He said, that's it. Manhattan needs a car museum. So over the next roughly 12 months, they bought another 50 cars.
It became a nonprofit organization, and the Midwest Dream Car Collection was born. There are about 65 cars on display at a time, with many more to rotate in and out. This place is a bit unique because they don't necessarily specialize in a brand or era.
The decision was made to find vehicles that people were very interested in to start. And one of the ways they did that was when they'd go to an auction or something. What cars drew the biggest attention? What kept the most people around it?
In some ways, the idea is to attract people that may not think they'd like this kind of museum, but quickly find they do.
We're all about the cars, but we're not necessarily as focused on the car people because they're already converted. They're already knowledgeable in our area. We want to show the non-car people why cars are so interesting and the impact they've had on history.
There are some amazing cars here with quite a story. And there's more next time as we travel the countryside. In Manhattan, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Do you ever wonder why horses sleep standing up? Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. They aren't meant to spend a lot of time on the ground, so if your horse has been there a while, it may need help as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
It's entertaining to watch horses rolling around in the dirt, but a horse lying on the ground for too long is at risk for injuries. Ann Swinker is an extension horse specialist at Penn State University. She says horses can get into a situation where they've laid down and can't get back up. Perhaps they settled in too close to a wall and can't get their feet underneath them to stand. Swinker says the weight of their bodies can cause problems if they're down too long.
You have some circulation issues, respiratory issues. The digestive system's not made to be crushed up and upside down and function. If they're left there long enough, things start to shut down. So if a horse has been down for a long time, you probably want to call your veterinarian and let them know what you're dealing with.
Budging a 1,000-pound horse takes leverage, even if it's just a few inches. When the animal is stuck against a wall, some people might position themselves between the horse and the wall using their feet and legs to move the horse. But Swinker says a huge flailing animal could easily kick, step on, or crush you. She suggests getting another person or two to help. Grab a long rope and wrap it down low around the horse's neck.
So that the pressure is on the fleshy part, not on the skull or not on the esophagus. If the horse has a halter on, you might be able to snap it onto the halter. But you have to have a long enough rope that you're not going to slip and fall under the horse.
Gently roll the horse over or pull it just enough so that it can get up on its own. But stay away from the horse's legs. Once it realizes it can stand up, it may panic or struggle, and you don't want to connect with a flying hoof. Find more tips on getting the horse upright again at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
my favorite quotes is, "Life is what happens to us while we're busy making other plans." It always makes me laugh, probably because it's so true. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, life is unpredictable. You hope for the best, but at the same time, you prepare for things that could derail your future. There's one simple thing you can do now, and that's create a plan. Think about your short-term and long-term plans for spending, saving, and giving. That way, when life happens, you can feel confident you have enough to take care of yourself and your loved ones, and you can share your abundance with others. One of my favorite verses from the book of Proverbs says, "Commit your ways to the Lord, and your plans will be established." So keep in mind, God will help guide you as you strive to be a good steward of the gifts He's given you. And you can feel confident knowing He has a plan for your life.
Twin Valley Thrift Shops are always updating with new arrivals. Check out the warehouse in Waterville and Twice But Nice in Beatty for a great selection of clothes, toys, games, home decor, everyday pieces. And at the warehouse, they stock furniture and more as well. Your purchase and, of course, your contributions benefit local residents served by Twin Valley Developmental Services. Both locations always accept donations of good, clean, quality used items you're no longer using. Visit the Twin Valley Thrift Shops in Waterville and Beatty.
Farmers want to know what they're getting into before they implement soil health practices. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce downforce control and SureSpeed high-accuracy planting systems to right spot individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Are you fed up with high prices for crop inputs? Then try the name your own price method of buying crop protection products through the FarmTrade.com model. FarmTrade.com matches you up with reputable sellers who will deliver to your operation at the agreed upon price with savings running up to 20% or more. Farmers have enjoyed the benefits since 1998. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. Two Kansas State University professors, Katie Starzek and Nellie Hill, surveyed farmers to gauge their interest in adopting soil health practices. Starzek says if soil health moves are going to be made, they will need to involve private lands.
There is a lot of great science research going on in the state related to soil, related to water, related to wildlife habitat and conservation in general. But with the state being about 98% privately owned, we know that it really comes down to the landowner and the operator's decisions to implement conservation practices.
Starzek says many farmers surveyed want to start or continue soil health practices, but not all farmers.
Barriers to those practices included concerns about input costs, concerns about profitability, and then also just wanting to learn more about that practice before they try it.
Hill says Kansas farmers also want proof these practices work.
Really, what they're looking for is evidence. So if a producer could see evidence on a neighbor's field, especially someone close and in their region, if they could see that evidence on the ground, they were more likely to have that confidence to give something a try.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Like new, priced right, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a 2020 Chevy Traverse. It has the leather premium package. They have a 2019 Chevy Equinox, a one-owner local trade, a 2018 Buick Enclave Essence, and a 2016 Chevy Equinox. Priced right, ready to roll at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. The March WASDE report didn't contain a large number of surprises, but the most notable number was a significant drop in U.S. corn exports. Joe Vaklovic, president of Standard Grain, says while the cut wasn't surprising, the corn market reacted strongly to those numbers.
There was one thing that could be construed as being bearish in the corn numbers, and that would have been the decline to the export projection. So USDA chopped 75 million bushels off of the projection for U.S. corn exports this year. That's a number that everybody and their brother knew was going to be changed and changed. By that amount, eventually, I think that some people might have been surprised that they went that far in this March report, but the change was totally warranted. I mean, anybody who's looked at the balance sheets, who's looked at the pace of export sales or shipments, knew that that number was going down and that that adjustment was totally warranted. But nevertheless, the corn market fell out of bed after this deal. Sold off yesterday. We're down again here this morning into some fresh lows. It's not a good-looking deal. So I'm not going to say the report was bearish, like surprisingly bearish in my view, but maybe it was enough to tip this thing over.
Now, he talks about the possible reason behind the slow pace of U.S. corn exports.
Marketing year is only halfway done, so you've got 6 months left of the marketing year. They sometimes will wait and just wait and see if something additional develops before they make the move. And honestly, that corn export number may come down further.
Let's take a look at your 4-inch soil temperatures around the state of Kansas, presented by Abilene Machine. For high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices, call 1-800-255-0337 or order online at abilenemachine.com. Right now, here's what we're looking at. Looking at 35 in Cheyenne, 41 Richfield, 45 at Harper, 47 at Cherokee, 43 at Hiawatha. Right now, 38 degrees at Belleville, and Jewel has a 4-inch soil temp of 39. That's at Jewel. And that's your market information.
March is the month to get lucky at Midwest Kia. Impatiently waiting for your next new ride? Well, you're in luck. Midwest Kia expects 130 new Kias in March. Make your neighbors green with envy by going green in a brand new Kia EV6, North America's utility vehicle of the year. Count your blessings to find a brand new 2023 Kia K5 Sorento and the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, priced right and never over MSRP. Hit that four-leaf clover, then come by to experience our simple, transparent, and fast car buying process that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Count your lucky stars that every new Kia comes with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, we know we're lucky to be able to serve the great people in the Wichita area. Don't try your luck at another dealership. Come experience our better way to buy at Midwest Kia. Get lucky at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and breeding bull sale Wednesday, March the 15th, starting at 11 a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs, consisting of 20 choice calf-fed vaccinated Red Angus first calf heifers. They'll have fancy calves beside. There'll be 150 reputation black first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 75 day old calves beside. At approximately 12:15 p.m., Klein Cattle Company will be selling 20 18 to 20 month old Angus and Sim Angus bulls. They'll be ready for heavy service. They'll also be selling 13 fancy fall bred first calf heifers. They're AI bred for September 1 calves. Other bulls offered will be Red Angus, Angus, and Hereford bulls. Other fall heifers include 13 Sim Angus heifers bred to Angus bulls for August calving. There'll be 60 black cows, 6 to 8 years old. They'll have 350 to 450-pound fall calves beside. There'll be 80 black and black-white face and red cows, 3 to 5 years old, bred to Angus bulls for fall calves. They'll have 125 black and red cows, 3 to 8 years old, with 30 to 60-day-old spring calves beside, plus 90 home-raised Angus replacement heifers. They'll weigh 7 to 750 pounds. For more information, please call the Manhattan Commission Company at 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Basis is an important component for crop producers to consider when marketing grain because it is used to convert the futures price to a local cash price. Today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, so sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Sustainability meet profitability. When it comes to sustainable farming practices that unlock new value for farmers, you want to go with a proven, trusted partner. Truterra sustainability programs meet farmers where they are, field by field. Bottom line? Your conservation management practices could be worth more with Truterra. So level up your soil health and your operations profit potential. Contact your Truterra retailer or visit truterraag.com/enroll today.
James Minturn, director for the Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture, says that a key point when it comes to grain marketing is to understand basis.
Basis is really about what's taking place locally. And so no matter what you choose, you're going to look at that futures market with respect to what the kind of the national market is for that particular commodity. But then it's going to be the basis that dictates what actually is going to happen to you from a local standpoint. So that begs the question, we probably ought to just define basis, right? So basis is the local cash price minus the futures price. And that means we can kind of rearrange things from an equation standpoint and say, hey, that local cash price can be decomposed into its two components, the futures price and the basis.
When it comes to managing risk, Dr. Nathan Thompson, Purdue Associate Professor of Ag Economics, says it is important to separate the futures prices from the basis. They do have seasonal patterns, he says. If there was not a seasonal pattern, there would not be an advantage to managing these risks. And he says forecasting basis is easier to do.
It's much more predictable, and so forecasting it is a lot easier in terms of using historical data to build an expectation of where we think basis is going.
Basis can often be determined by the average of the past 4 to 5 years of prices paid for grain in the local region. Purdue has an online tool to make historical basis data readily available in the Eastern Corn Belt. You can find the tool on the Purdue University website, along with a full podcast of where this information came from. I'm Lori Boyer. For more agricultural information, be sure to log on to agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Mark, your information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, the Friday edition continues here as we take a look at the boards. March corn right now, 624. That's up 5.5. May corn, 614. That's up 2.5. Kansas City wheat for March, 800.25. That's up 14. May Kansas City wheat, 791.75. That's up 14.5. May oats, 348.5. It's even right now. July oats, 348. That's down 1.25. Looking at soybeans for March, your current price is 1516. That's down 4. May soybeans, 1502.75. That's down 8. Looking at cotton for May, $79 even. That's down $3.18. July cotton, $79.85. That's down $3.04. Live cattle for April, 164.40. That's down 37.5 cents. Live cattle for June, 158.70. That's down 97.5 cents. Feeder cattle for March, 191.80. That's down $1.27.5. Feeder cattle for April, 197.80. That's down $1.32.5. Crude oil for April, 76.61. Your current price, that's up 89 cents. Crude oil for May, 76.72. That's up 88 cents. Gold for April, $1,866.30. That's up $31.70. Gold for June, $1,883. That's up $31.50. Silver for May, $20.50 is your current price. That's up 34 cents. July silver, $20.68.5. That's up 34 cents right now. Wall Street, the Dow down 298. S&P down 48. NASDAQ down 126. What we have right now is a good old classic sell-off on Wall Street. That's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
The workforce shortage has become a major topic all over, but especially in rural areas. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Members of the Beef Cattle Institute's Cattle Chat team, Brad White and Brian Lubers, give insight on grants available through the USDA and K-State to help with veterinary workforce shortages in rural areas.
The first one is the VMLRP, which is Veterinary Medical Loan Repayment Program. And so it's a two-step process. The first step is the animal health official within a state nominates areas within their state. They say, this is a shortage area for us. And they kind of describe the shortage area. It has to be food animals. So what livestock species need to be covered, what the geographical area is, and kind of what services need to be provided. And sometimes it's very specific. So we need service to a livestock market, or most of the time it's pretty, you know, we need general service coverage of these types of duties. And so those shortage areas are reviewed and then they get published on the USDA's website. And then the second step is veterinarians apply to that shortage. And that's a competitive program. If you are selected for that program, it will pay up to $25,000 a year for 3 years of your veterinary student loans back. So it's a pretty important program.
White continues with another USDA grant that is available.
There's a companion program that's called the Veterinary Services Grant Program that's focused on rural practice enhancement, and that goes to the practice. So the one that Brian mentioned goes to the individual veterinarian in that shortage area. There are also grants for that individual practice to grow. And the goal of both these is identify, as you mentioned, there are areas we're stretched on veterinarians. Can we identify some of those areas and provide some help? And there are some great success stories there for those veterinarians that have gone through both programs.
Lubers goes on to describe how K-State has something similar to offer.
So there's one for K-State students that's called the Veterinary Training Program for Rural Kansas. That program helps fund those students as they go through school, and then they have to serve in a rural area in Kansas for 4 years after. That program's been going about 15 years, and over 95% of those students have gone through and completed their service. Over 80% of them are still in the practice that they originated in. So they're all still out doing rural practice. And the one other comment I would make, the differentiation, the program here in Kansas, they actually enter that in veterinary school and there's training associated with it, which is a little bit different than the USDA programs, which occur after you get out of school and you apply for those. So the one in veterinary school comes along with some additional things, which we think has helped the success rate of those students in practice.
That's members of the Beef Cattle Institute's Cattle Chat team, Brad White and Brian Lubers, with insight on grants available through the USDA and K-State to help with veterinary workforce shortages in rural areas. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Relive every exciting moment of recent games broadcast on KNDY, including Marysville boys and girls home and away basketball games, Twin Valley League games and area teams, including the Twin Valley League Tournament. Those games are available as an archive and are posted under the Sports tab at our website, KNDYRadio.com. Find KNDY, find the broadcast, download, and re-listen to every exciting moment.
And Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.